Is everybody awake today? Yeah. So if you see some little munchkins sitting around you, that's because it's Fifth Sunday family worship. And we love being in here on Fifth Sundays. Don't we, kids? Woo! Yeah, they're still out there getting sugared up with the donuts. So Wednesday night, we're going to have Christmas in September. So have your kids here, your pre-K through fifth grade. We're going to start on the Christmas musical. And we'll be upstairs working on that. We're going to have some Christmas crafts and some snacks. And it's going to be really fun. So as people keep coming in, we're going to show a quick video. How many of you know we renovated upstairs in our kids' area back in March? And our first service up there was Easter Sunday. And I've done a quick video. It's going to take you on a complete tour upstairs in 2 minutes. So you don't even have to walk up the steps. You can watch it right here. So Jason put this together for me. I think it looks great. And just watch this, and then the band's going to take us to worship.
Why don't y'all sing with us?
I'm so unworthy.
Heart here, and every single person here, thank you, because we're all here for a reason today. We're all here to worship. We're all here to hear what we need to hear, prepare ourselves for the week that's coming up, say goodbye to the things last week that didn't add up or didn't work. We're here right now to get rid of all that, be refreshed, filled up, new. Thank you, Jesus.
It is well Galaxies that we don't even know exist out there, God, deeper than the ocean. Your love is overwhelming, Jesus. We want to soak you in today. We lift you up and we praise you and we worship you and we are here for you. And thank you for being here with us. Thank you so much for your love. Amen.
That's the reason we're here. Get a little deeper, understand him more, know his heart more. Amen. All right, well, I'm getting to do something I love doing, dedicate a little baby this morning. So if the parents and whomever want to come will be coming, we're going to dedicate Avery Page today. You'd have baby dedications every Sunday. Every Sunday. Some of you stand over here so we'll balance it out. We don't get lopsided in church. Lopsided, not wopsided. Wow. Just wherever you want to go, John, just decide. Just make a decision to get somewhere. I want to give you the meaning of her name first, because you're going to need a lot of prayer. It's awesome, awesome name. Avery means supernatural wisdom, powerful, tough, tenacious, achiever. Paige means servant, inspirational, uplifting, spiritual teacher. Boys, that's just a powerful, powerful name you chose. God said about, I can never escape from your spirit, Lord. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask for darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. You made all my delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born, and every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. So, I'm glad I've been working out. Wow. Yep. You can dedicate children like month old. We can have a time on it, so anytime you want to dedicate them when they're a little bit smaller, there we can do that. We dedicate you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and we lift you up to the Father, creator of heaven and earth, maker of you and all that it is about you. May you live up to your glorious name, become everything that God wants you to become, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right.
Here's a baby's first book of prayers. You're welcome.
Bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. You're looking good.
Good to see you.
All right. Hey, man. Played any golf? Not much. All right. We're going to close out a series this morning called Relational Wholeness, and it's been a wonderful summer. I appreciate all the help that I've had. We had about 8 different speakers and right out of this church, not guest speakers from out of town. You have to pay them. But right here in this church, people spoke and gave a great understanding about relationships. And what I want to do this morning, I want to capsule, if you will, this whole summer series. I know that scares some of you. I mean, I'm going to take it like 12 messages and do it in one. So has anybody got anything they need to do for the next 2 hours? Just kidding. We can go through this really fast. But, you know, relationships is the most important thing that there is. Not anything in life more important than relationships. You're only going to be as happy and as joyful as your relationships. You could have a gazillion dollars, but if you're not happy in relationships, you're not happy. You can't buy relationships. You can't manufacture them. They're something that's created out of love for one another. The Bible says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us. And when we were yet sinners, he died for us. And he became the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, because you have great theology, because you understand the books real well. No. Because you're Baptist or Methodist or Catholic, Episcopalian. No. By this shall all men know you're my disciples, because you love one another." If you say you love God and don't love your brother, the Bible says you're a liar and the truth is not in you. For how can you love God whom you've never seen if you can't love your brother whom you have seen? So the scriptures is filled with the instruction to love one another. A man came to Christ one time, and I've quoted this scripture a zillion times, but it's worth quoting over and over and over. God, what's the greatest commandment that there is? And Jesus looked at a man and said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and hang all the prophets, because without those two commandments, then no law can be accomplished." You can't obey anything, because the first 6 commandments have to deal with our relationship with God, loving him with all our heart. And the last 4 commandments have to do with our relationship with one another. And so as we went through, we talked about communication and how important communication is in relationships. And my first, it's not this way now, but my first 20 years of pastoral ministry, the biggest problem with husbands and wives was communication. Men just would not communicate. They would just not sit and talk and listen and communicate with their wives. And sharing feelings is something that you need to do. But let me give you a little bit of a clue, guys. When your wife shares her feelings with you, don't try to fix them. They're not really sharing their feelings with you to try to fix all the time. Now, we have that. I had to come to realize that with Barbara many, many years ago, because I'm a pastor and I fix things. I fix people, you know. And so she would come to me and she'd share her feelings with me and I would try to fix her. It doesn't work. They just want you to know. Just want you to know. Let me tell you another little clue, guys. When they ask you to help them lose weight, they don't mean that. They mean it at the moment, but don't go there. Don't point out when they reach for a candy bar. You're reaching for a candy. Don't. You're liable to get hurt really bad. So that's free today. That's just some things you may not understand. We talked about marriage. We talked about, you know, there's only 2 things that I do that nobody else can do. 2 things. I'm married to my wife, and I'm a parent. And you know what? Everything else I do, somebody else can do it. Somebody else can preach. Somebody else can pastor. Somebody else can do everything else that I do, but nobody can do those 2 things. Nobody can take my place in being Barbara's husband and being a parent and a grandparent. Nobody can do that but me. And you need to understand that. That's the only things that you do that nobody else can do. Talked about security. You need security in relationships. I'm going to tell you, most of what we worry about never happens. In Isaiah chapter 7, there was a time where some kings were going to come against Israel. And Israel got all afraid. And they were just shaking in their boots even. And God speaks to them through a prophet and says, listen, this is never, ever going to happen. Most of what we worry about never happens. You know why some people can't go to football games? They think when they get in the huddle, they're talking about them. They're not talking. They're making plans for each other. But anyway, don't stop worrying about things that's never going to happen. And don't believe everything you hear or everything you think. Don't believe everything you hear and don't believe everything you think. And I would probably say to you this morning, don't believe everything you think more than anything, because we think a lot. We talked about friendship, why important friends are. Friendship is a covenant word. Say covenant word. And a covenant is this. A contract is me shaking hands with you and making a contract or signing some papers with you. And if you could do your part, I'll do my part. That's a contract. Relationships is covenant. It's not contracts. It's not based upon both doing their part. When I do weddings, I've never yet in 40-something years, 40 years of pastoring, had a couple to do their vows, whether I ask them to repeat their vows or either they write their own vows. I've never had anyone go like this. I will love you. I will support you. I will care for you just as long as you love me and you support me and you care for me. That's not covenant. Covenant is I'm coveting to be to you what I'm going to be to you regardless of how you react and how you respond. That's covenant. And God made the first covenant with Abraham. Abraham was asleep. And God made a covenant with him. You see, that's what God is. God makes a covenant with us, and it's one-sided. He says, I'm going to be forever faithful, whether you're faithful or not. Okay. That one went over really, really good. I'll be faithful to you, whether you're ever faithful to me or not. What if everybody did that? What if everybody in every relationship, it didn't matter what the other person did, you're going to be faithful anyway? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on from that one until we talked about authority. How you submit to authority. Authority is important. How many know we have authority and we have a relationship with authority and we need to understand that we're to submit to authority? Okay. We talked about trust. You know, I just want to share this from my heart with you about trust. I've heard people say, and you have too, I can never trust anybody again. Anybody ever heard anybody say, I'll never trust anybody again? Let me tell you something. The worst thing you can ever say is I'll never trust anybody. One of the worst indictments on Israel was in the book of Jeremiah, and he says, trust no neighbor. Wow, what an indictment. Let me tell you why you should trust people at all times, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what's happened, why you should always trust. Because the opposite of trust is distrust. And that's a powerful, horrible, negative emotion. Well, what if they let me down? What if they do? What if they do? Trust is important. Trust people. Greatest thing you can ever do is trust people. My wife told me one time, Shabir, your problem is you trust everybody. I want to do that. I want to trust everybody. I believe everybody's good. Give. Don't judge. Learn to forgive and be thankful. Talked about money, your relationship with money. Wow, relationship with did you know that money and you have a relationship? And how you treat your relationship with money is how money is going to treat your relationship with you. I'm not going to try to expound on that one a whole lot, but if you'll go online, you can pull up Joy's message on money. It's an awesome message on your relationship with money. But I will do two scriptures. Proverbs 21 and 5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts leads to poverty. How many, I've found that in my life. Have anybody else found that in their life? Another one is Proverbs 21 and 20. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. There were 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the Bible says they came to the groom when he came and the wedding party was there. And 5 of them oil began to run out. And they went to the 5 and said, can we buy some of your oil? And they said, no, we can't do that. Some relationships is too late to obtain. And you can't buy them. Luke 19:26 says that if the person who takes their gifts and they use them is blessed, and the person who has their gifts and don't use them, that the gifts they have are taken from that person and given to this person who uses their gifts. It just doesn't seem right, does it? The last two things, I want to leave a point with you I'm eager to get to, because this has been my biggest heartfelt thing on relationship. First of all, you got to believe the best is yet to come. You got to believe the best is yet to come. Relationships don't have to get worse. They can always get better. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad that God's a God who saves the best for last? He saves the best for last. And what's next is always connected to what's now. If you want what next to be better, then make now better. There was a Catholic priest years ago, and he had a boys, called it a boys' town. And the title of the song we're going to play for you in a moment, called He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, came from a motto for boys' town, a community formed in 1917 by a Catholic priest named Father Edward Flanagan, located in Omaha, Nebraska. It was a place where troubled or homeless boys could come for help. In 1941, Father Flanagan was looking at a magazine called The Messenger when he came across a drawing of a boy carrying a younger boy on his back with a caption, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." Father Flanagan thought the image and the phrase captured the spirit of Boys Town. So he got permission to commission a statue of the drawing with the inscription, "He ain't heavy, Father, he's my brother." The statue and phrase became the logo for Boys Town in 1979. Girls were allowed, and the name was eventually changed to Girls and Boys Town. The logo was updated with a drawing of a girl carrying a younger girl that was added. There was a group in 1969 that came across that story, and they wrote a song. It was one of the most popular songs, and for all of us people, older people, you remember this song. I was playing it earlier, and Jacob said, "That's a pretty song. Man, that's a great song." I said, "You've never heard that song?" He said, "Never heard that song." So I'm glad the children are in here today, because the greatest thing in your life is your relationships. And I'm going to play this video. Then I want to share a principle with you about why I think this phrase and this statement is so powerful to us. Just enjoy the video, and we'll close it out. I want to for you to listen real carefully right here, because this is, to me, one of the most important principles I've ever shared in my life. And I believe it with all my heart. There's a scripture in Galatians 6:1. It says, if you see a brother overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, go to him and be gentle and humble about it. Help that person get back on the right path. Be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and this way fulfill the law of Christ. It'd be great if relationships were always this way, and each person was giving 100%. And that's the ideal relationship. But the fact of the matter is, it's never going to be like this all the time. You know, I've been married for 42 years, and there was a time in our relationship, Barbara carried it. She carried the whole thing. And she hadn't carried it, we wouldn't be married today. But she decided she'd carry that relationship. And there was a time when I carried the relationship. And if it's the Bible's true, and it is, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And there's nothing wrong with carrying the relationship. Matter of fact, it's one of the most glorious things you can do. You know, if someone is sick, disabled for a while, body of Christ kicks in and carries that relationship. Meals are cooked for people, things are taken to them. And it's amazing how physically we see that happening, and we just will really go to it. My friend Mike had to carry a relationship for 5 years, his last 5 years of his wife's life. He carried the relationship. Sometimes emotionally, they're just not there. And if we could do with each other emotionally what we would do physically for them. Because it's the same thing. It's the same as you just sometimes you got to carry that relationship. It's a husband and wife, it's brothers and sisters in Christ, it's friendship. I know I use Mike a lot. Me and him have been friends since third grade, and our relationship now is like this. We both carry it about the same. But there was a time when he didn't decide to have kids until mine was grown. And so he was raising two kids, and I carried that relationship. He knows that. I carried that relationship for all those years. But you know what? It's not that way. Now it's here. It's a great privilege to carry a relationship. Never, ever look at it and go, this is a burden. Not if you love is not a burden. That song's really real. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If he's your brother, they're not heavy. They're not heavy. It's not difficult. People who love, there's been supernatural feats happen. Literally, people have lifted cars off of somebody out of love. Supernatural strength has kicked in because they went to someone in need. And that's what will happen. If you will allow the grace of God and the Spirit of God to work in your life and relationships, He will give you supernatural strength to carry that relationship. What you feel you can't do, He will give you the strength to carry it. And if we would stop complaining about it and see it as a joy and a privilege to carry it, to see it as a joy and a privilege, that it really is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And if you've been married for any length of time, it's happened in your relationships. Sometimes you're carrying it and sometimes they're carrying it. But aren't you glad that somebody carried it all the time? Aren't you glad of that? Because I'm going to tell you something. One day, you're going to look back over your life. And you're going to look at your kids. You're going to look at your grandkids. And you're going to see that the happiest days are still ahead of you. Believe me, they really are. If you'll allow it to happen, your happiest days are ahead of you. I'm happier today than I've ever been in my life. I'm enjoying life more than I've ever enjoyed life. And I'm glad. You know, last year, Barbara got sick. I didn't know she was sick. And she was just so fatigued. I mean, she just come home every day and tired and wore out and just tired. And I got so tired of her being tired. I got so tired of her saying, I'm tired. And I remember several times I was very rude about it. And I go, why are you so tired? You haven't done anything. Why are you so tired? And then one night, She almost woke me up for me to carry her to the emergency room because she said, I thought I was going to die. And then we had blood work done and finding that her liver enzymes were way out of whack. And once I knew that, it wasn't hard caring the relationship. It was very easy. Once you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And it's a joy. Sometimes you got to carry your kids' relationships. And kids, sometimes you need to help out and carry your relationships. Everybody needs to pitch in. Everybody needs to bear one another's burdens. He went on to say in Galatians chapter 6, and each man must bear his own burden. It's a military term. It was taken that each soldier has their own backpack that he's got to carry. But there are times in war when another soldier can't even carry his own backpack. And so that soldier will pick up his backpack and not just carry his, but carry theirs too. Nothing in life more important than relationships. I hope that as you go into this fall season and we come out of this summer season, that you take seriously this summer series. It wasn't just a theme. It wasn't just something, a title. It wasn't just something to get through the summer with. It was critical that we understand how important your relationships are. They're not supposed to be hard. They're not supposed to be difficult. They're supposed to be fun. They're supposed to be enjoyable. They're supposed to be awesome. Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful? I want to thank you as a congregation for being so easy to pastor for all these years. Man, it's been a joy. You've been easy. I've heard pastors say, man, I could pastor. Pastoring would be great if it wasn't for the people. I've never said that. I've never even thought that. Because I have a church and we have a body who I believe really carries each other's relationships. And there was a time in my life when you carried me. And I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you carried me. I want you to bow your head this morning. And if you're here, you've never made a commitment of your life to Christ, or Christ has carried this relationship completely with you for a long time, but you'd like to make a decision today. I want to do my part with this relationship with Christ too. Would you just lift up your hand and hold it until I recognize it and say, I want to carry my load of relationship with Christ beginning today. I'm recommitting my life to Him. Because He's always been faithful. He's always been there. God bless you. Now, this is going to be a tough one. And I'm not even going to ask you to raise your hand on this one. But you know you haven't been carrying the relationship, your part, whether it be with a friend, a loved one. But you need to start doing that. Give that person a call. Look at me for a moment. I know I'm old school. That's what happens when you get old. You get old school. Just goes along the program. Texting's great. Don't text all the time. They need to hear your voice. Give them a call. Call that person. Okay? I think we're losing an art of communication. That's why if I got something I want to say to you, if you text me, I'm probably just going to say, "Kay." Because if I want to talk to you, I want to talk to you. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to hear the inflection of my voice. I want you to know what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. Call that person. Let them know how much you care. All right? I was with someone not too long ago. They were talking to their wife on the phone. It was on speakerphone. And the wife said, "I love you." He said, "You too." And phone rang back a little while, just a minute later, and said, "Oh, you can say, 'I love you,' not just 'you too.'" So everybody say, "I love you." It's the most powerful three words you probably say in your life. And so I want to close this whole thing with this. Though I have faith, I can remove mountains. Though I give my body to be burned, if I don't have love, I'm just making a lot of noise. I'm just making a lot of noise. But love is patient and love is kind. Love is gentle. Love does not keep records of wrongs. Love believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they shall cease. But now abideth these three: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Aren't you glad? God made this thing so simple that it's almost complicated. He made it so simple. He said, just love one another. Love one another. John, the great revelator, was on the Isle of Patmos. What a revelation. We read that revelation, we go, wow. Most of it, we don't even know what he's talking about. But he got the greatest revelation of all the apostles. In his old age, when he was hardly could walk, the church of Ephesus was one of the largest churches of that day. History states that it was like 35,000-40,000 people. And in this big arena one time, they called the apostle John down and asked John, would he give them the greatest revelation he'd ever gotten from God? And they said, with trembling hands, he looked out at them and said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." And that was the greatest revelation he ever got. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Father, you've cared our relationships forever. You cared it to the point of giving your only son to die so you could be in relationship with us. And may we gather today, Lord, the inspiration within us to love one another. And if it comes a time when the relationship gets a little uneven, that we won't complain about it and we won't mind carrying that relationship until it can all get balanced out again. Thank you for people, Lord, that understand what it means to bear one another's burdens. And we love you today. We thank you today. In Christ's name, amen. Ushers are coming and see about morning tithes and offerings. And whatever song they sing, I just want you to meditate about it and think about what does God want you to do in relationships? What relationships do you need to nurture? What relationship do you need to restore? And maybe what relationship needs to be severed? Not many need to be severed, but they could if they're not healthy. That was free to you. I just threw that one in.
In your bulletin is the connection card. I want to remind you each and every week to fill that out. That is the way that you turn in prayer requests, or if you need to communicate with us or volunteer in any way. There's several ideas and options that you have with that. Coming up is our Doc Holiday Festival that we are partnered with, several others within the community, and we need some volunteers for that. There's a little, in your bulletin, a little card that you can take and put on your refrigerator. This also serves as an invitation on the backside if you want to give that to somebody, invite them to church. Our next topic is going to be Summit Living, and so very cool. If you're visiting with us for the very first time, thank you for being here. We have a gift for you. As you are leaving, right outside the door, there's a cup there, and you can just grab that and the note inside that for you. So thank you for being here. God's a good God, isn't he? All the time. All the time. I am excited about the Doc Holiday Festival. Eagles Way is responsible for the barbecue portion of it. Last year we had 23 teams. And that was, as of this date last year, we had 4 teams in it. And we ended up with 23. As of this year, we have 24 teams already signed up. And so we're anticipating reaching 40. So it's exciting. So we are going to need some help. The ladies have got lots of things they're doing with the People's Choice barbecue portion of it, and they're going to need some help. So if you are interested, sign up, and I will get with you as far as your times of when you can help on either Friday or Saturday. So one other announcement. Next week, the ladies' ministry, excuse me, not next week. I will get with you on that. But the ladies' ministry for Christmas, we are partnering again with, remind me the name? With Angel Tree. Angel Tree provides a gift to a child of an incarcerated parent. We're not providing Christmas, the entire Christmas for this child, but it is a gift coming from the incarcerated parent is given a suggestion, and we are going to purchase that gift for them. Next weekend, Angel Tree is doing a huge event in Marietta, and it's a Christian concert. Joy FM and all of that stuff is involved with that. They're expecting 50,000 people. But there's a booth there. Ray has kind of organized some volunteers for that booth. He will be there doing that. So if you want to get involved with that, you can do that. I think if you go to Ingles, you get a ticket for $5 rather than $15. But that is the same organization that we will be partnering with coming up this Christmas. So we're excited about that. Let's pray and let's bless the offering. Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord, that we can come to your house, we can worship, we can give, we can bring our tithes, our offerings, our alms, our first fruits, Lord, we bring our talents. Lord, thank you for this praise team, Father, Lord, that each and every week gives of their time and their talents to lead us into your presence. Thank you for Pastor Buren, Father, Lord, as he gives each and every week, Lord, his time and his talents, Father, Lord, to bring forth the word. Allow it to encourage us today, God, for the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may stand and let's worship.
strange and lovely sounds. I hear it in the thunder and the rain, and it's ringing in the skies like cannons in the night, and the music of the universe plays, singing, you are holy, great and mighty, the moon and the stars declare who you are, and I'm so unworthy, but still you love me forever. As the mirror.